This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. And, of course, as always, you're free to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a ridiculous story out of Venezuela about a website not based in Venezuela, based in the United States, Dollar Today, that will give you the black market price for the bolivar, for the so-called strong bolivar. Venezuela is suing that website, and we'll explain why here in moments. You can also join us at 855-453 or Skype username lrn.fm. Mark is now in the studio with us here, and Rich Paul will be back here shortly.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
It's exciting.
You were out doing some paperwork with governments tonight.
Yeah. Well, I had pig business, too, and didn't realize that you needed me in tonight, so I had to come in a little late. I'm terribly sorry.
All right, so let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Don is in Minnesota, and now he's gone. 855-450-FREE, the story from MiamiHerald.com out of South America. Actually, they're sourcing this from Colombia. Is a U.S. website causing the collapse of the Venezuelan economy?
No.
Yeah, definitely not.
Socialism is causing the collapse of the Venezuelan economy.
But as is the case with most communist or socialist governments, they always blame someone else.
It's
never
their fault. Does that. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's no... Government is... It just means that you don't have to say you're sorry, right? Like, they're always passing the buck.
So the story here is that Venezuela's central bank is trying to allege that the website dollartoday.com, dollartoday.com, is what's killing the Venezuelan economy. They're claiming the website is at fault for runaway inflation and a plummeting currency. On Monday, Adam Fox, a Squire Patton Boggs attorney who's representing the bank, said his firm plans to submit an amended complaint against the website after the U.S. District Court of Delaware dismissed the initial claim on Friday. Started in 2010 by three Venezuelan exiles, Dollar Today has drawn a huge following and the ire of the government by pushing the black market bolivar dollar exchange rate.
Venezuela's dollar is a dolor.
It's pronounced dolor?
No. I'm just, that's a Spanish joke for the five people that got it. It's dolor is pain.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So dollar is correct then.
Like Via Dolorosa? Are you familiar with that, that song? Well, it's one sung by somebody who has a really awesome voice. You can, I'm sure, look it up on YouTube, but that's referring to the painful way that Jesus traveled from his cell to be put on the cross.
So in this case, if you go to dollartoday.com, you can see it is in Spanish or whatever they speak down in Venezuela. Is there, can they speak something besides
Spanish in Venezuela?
Okay. Well, they have Portuguese in some places.
Yeah, right. Portuguese is spoken in Brazil. Other than that, all of South America is Spanish-speaking, I think.
The current black market rate, I believe, is 1,125 bolivars, strong bolivars, as they're called, to the U.S.
Because they already ruined the bolivar.
And
now it's time to ruin the strong bolivar.
Yeah, that's right from the front page there.
Talk about sufficiently small values of strong. That sounds like a very weak, strong bolivar.
Exactly. Which is why Venezuela's mad. They don't want anyone to know what the black market rate is. The official government rate is 10 to 1. So they just recently raised the rate from 6.3 to 1 to 10 to 1. So 6.3 bolivars to 1 U.S. dollar was the official exchange rate up until just a couple weeks ago. It has now been raised to 10 to 1, which is still a fraction of what the bolivar is actually worth, or what the dollar, rather, is actually worth on the black market in Venezuela. So going on here with the story, it was started in 2010 by three Venezuelan exiles, and again, they've got a large following because they're actually publishing the black market rate. In a country where there are tight currency controls, but also a thriving black market for greenbacks, the website has been a frequent government target. Starting in 2013, the administration tried blocking the site, and President Nicolas Maduro has often railed against its owners, calling them bandits and economic terrorists who need to be locked away. In October, the central bank took the fight.
That's what you need to have in that circumstance. That's what that guy has to do, right? Like, if he takes responsibility, our economic policies for the last decade have sucked. Yeah. And that's why our strong dollar here is in the pooper. If he takes responsibility for it, then his government's going to suffer. By the way, I believe that the
He's already suffered.
The socialists have been voted out.
That's
now.
Correct. Well, yeah. He's still the president, and he's been granted
a term, right?
Special powers. Right.
He's this new dictator.
Yeah, he's been given special powers by the court, the Supreme Court in the country, but the opposition party did win significant numbers at the most recent election, which was in December, but there's been some wrangling in the courts about that, and it's a tenuous hold that the opposition has at best. So Maduro is still pretty safely ensconced in his presidential slash dictator role. At least that's my understanding.
Milton Friedman wrote in, I believe it was in Capitalism and Freedom, that there should be an amendment to the Constitution similar to the First Amendment that specifically protected pricing. He said that pricing was one of the most important kinds of speech out there.
That would include a minimum wage, by the way. The elimination of a minimum wage,
yes,
because that's the pricing on labor.
Because that is pricing. And he also writes elsewhere that calling wages by a different word from other prices should be eliminated because it's confusing. It makes people think that something about wages are different from other prices. And no, wages are just as you say. Exactly.
Cost of labor is what should be referred to.
Yes, the price of labor.
So the idea was to put that in the Constitution?
That you should be, that basically take away any authority from the government to control pricing,
right.
To have minimum or maximum prices of any kind.
I think that's absolutely true. If I'm going to, I've got pigs at my farm. If I choose to sell bacon at 10 cents a pound, I should be able to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And no bacon consortium out there, Oscar Mayer or the Stone Ridge people or whomever makes bacon, they shouldn't be able to get together and say, this guy's ruining the bacon market.
That's anti-competitive.
Yeah, right. They shouldn't be able to say that. And equally, I should be able to price bacon at $100 a pound.
Yes.
And if anyone chooses to buy my bacon, my overpriced bacon, they should be able to do that.
Are there bacon price controls?
I don't think there are. I'm pretty sure there is.
Currently are not. But you do run into that sort of law. For example, when I was living in Tampa, Florida.
Hurricanes.
There would be hurricanes down in Orlando. This happened at least once.
Yep.
And I had arranged, I'd been talking to people around, I was going to AA then, and I was talking to people at AA meetings and saying, hey, let's get a whole bunch of pickup trucks together, buy as many cases of water as we can in Tampa, convoy down to Orlando and sell them. And maybe we'd sell them for, you know, $3 or $4 a bottle if we could get it. But, you know, obviously the person wouldn't give you $3 or $4 unless he would rather have the water.
That's right.
You know, so he's not a loser by this. And the problem is anti-gouging laws, which are maximum prices.
They put those into effect
informally.
When there's a hurricane, right?
Like, yes, exactly. So exactly when you need water, you can't
exactly when the market
to pay more for
when
it.
When the marketplace should be limiting who gets water and who doesn't. Because, okay, so for instance, the gas station has 100 gallons of water, and they were pricing it at $1 a piece before the hurricane. After the hurricane, of course, because of the anti-gouging laws,
they have to
keep it at $1. So what does the first person who comes in after the hurricane or during the hurricane or whatever do?
They buy
as many bottles of water as they can. Well, then you put a control on how many gallons of water they can buy, but
maximum
that's what a
10.
Price was.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's what pricing does. You're going to buy X number of bottles of water at $1. Oh, well, you know, put this in the dog's bowl, and this will make it easier to flush the toilet if the water goes out. I can take baths in this
stuff. If the water's more expensive, you're going to be more judicious with its use, right?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine if you were giving away free muffins at some muffin shop. How many of them would he take for his pigs?
That's right.
Free thousands muffins? If he could get them.
Fill up the back of the truck.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. What do you want to talk about? Prices, economics, and whether or not the central bank, or rather the website, Dollar Today, is killing the Venezuelan economy, which is the allegation of the Venezuelan central bank. We'll tell you more about that. 855-453 allows you to join us on Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Markets Insurance Agency, the DBA of Insear Insurance Solutions, licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
time for you if you want to join us. Plenty of it. In fact, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We're talking about a ridiculous story, as they all tend to be, out of Venezuela. The latest is they are still trying to attack the website DolarToday.com. We had mentioned this previously, that they were suing Dollar Today, but apparently their first attempt was kicked out of court. They were summarily dismissed by the Delaware court, and it's a U.S., I guess, a U.S. district court in Delaware. And now they're trying again. We'll tell you more about that here in moments. But first, Mark.
If you're over 40, listen up. Because I have a way that you can increase your circulation, make your bring your blood pressure down to a healthy range, make your arteries rejuvenate them in a way, and actually support sexual health too. It's Super Beats. I've been using it now for 6 weeks or so, maybe 2 months. And it's great. Not only does it give you an energy boost, but it does increase heart health. It's nitric oxide. What it does is it causes your the ingredients in it cause your body to increase its nitric oxide production. And there was a 1998 Nobel Prize winning study that showed that nitric oxide was good for you. So check out the website at ftlbeats.com to find out more information on that. But what I'm going to tell you is, if you don't feel the results from this, you don't pay, guaranteed. You'll get that energy boost immediately. Over time, taking the Super Beats, you'll get the increased heart health. You also get a 30-day supply free with your order. You'll get nitric oxide indicator strips to use before and after drinking Super Beats so that you can show that it's working. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds. By the way, the other products that talk about nitric oxide, they're never going to give you indicator strips because they don't work as well. The book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping. FTLBeats.com or call 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940.
All right, back to the story here from Venezuela. Actually, the story coming from MiamiHerald.com, where the Venezuelan Central Bank is filing again in court. Some lucky attorney is likely getting paid quite a bit. Adam Fox, Squire Patton Boggs' attorney, is representing the Venezuelan Central Bank. I mean, he's just basically getting paid to file failed lawsuits here. There's no chance that this suit is going to ever stick in court. I mean, look, the idea that a website, DollarToday.com, is somehow responsible for the economic woes of an entire country is just patently ridiculous on its face.
You've got some real woes if that's your problem.
In October, the central bank took the fight a step further by filing the suit in Delaware, where the website is registered, accusing the owners of racketeering, false advertising, and illicit enrichment. According to the Venezuelan Central Bank, the website has been driving the country's triple-digit inflation and currency devaluation by faking exchange rate data. Quote, defendants are deliberately misrepresenting and effectively manufacturing a market, a phony, distorted market, for the exchange of bolivars into dollars and vice versa, with the aim of lining their pockets with ill-gotten gains.
They had to file suit, though. Otherwise, it would look like they're doing nothing about the destruction of their economy, right?
Yeah, apparently. Now, I'm not sure exactly how someone running a black market, a website that reports a black market rate, is going to line their pockets with much of anything.
Because these people don't understand pricing.
No.
They believe that it takes a website to establish pricing, when in fact pricing was established already and the website is reporting it.
Exactly.
And the way I support that? The way I support that is, we had prices before the internet, you stupid socialists!
I mean,
and we've had this kind of accusations going back a long way. That was
really
the sort of, oh yeah, it's one of the constant themes that you hear in the more socialistic countries that, people are, they either say people are price gouging when the prices rise, mm-hmm, instead of accepting that inflation is, as Milton Friedman wrote, everywhere and always a result of monetary policy. And
correct,
only the central bank can control monetary policy. But they always accuse the entrepreneurs who correct the errors that they create in market pricing of creating the problem, when
right.
actually what they're doing is they're alleviating the problem.
Anybody whose price is too low is undercutting the market, and anybody whose prices are too high is gouging.
Yeah, the full rules of monopoly pricing in the United States is if you price less than your competitors, you're dumping. If you price more than your competitors, you're gouging. And if you price the same as your competitors,
colluding.
You're colluding.
Yeah. Such is business.
So the suit also alleges, in addition, the defendants, quote, conspired to use a form of cyber terrorism to wreak, and in fact they have wreaked, economic and reputational harm on the central bank by impeding its ability to manage the republic's economy and foreign exchange system, suit claims. Now, you've got to hand it to DollarToday.com. This is a lot of real credit that they're being given here by the central bank, that, that one website could have wreaked havoc on an entire economy is a real compliment to them, in a way.
They are a powerful website.
Yeah. The website owners say they don't set the price of anything. They're simply reporting the exchange rate that's being offered in Cucuta, Colombia. We haven't done anything wrong, they said. We're just saying what is true about the exchange rate in the parallel currency market, said one of the defendants, who asked to go by the pseudonym of Benjamin for fear the government might hound his family or friends in Venezuela. So again, they're not living in Venezuela, but their family's
right.
still there. Collapsing oil prices have meant Venezuela has fewer greenbacks coming in, and in a nation where almost everything is imported, dollars are in high demand. While the government's official exchange rate is 10 bolivars to the dollar, and its theoretically free-floating SIMADI rate is 205 to the dollar, the black market rate is running almost five times higher.
Now, Venezuela is not a small country. It's a, let's call it a medium-sized country.
Okay.
There's no particular reason that they should have a whole bunch of imports. I mean, they should have some local industries and these sorts of things. And if they had a free market, they would.
Could. Mm.
And I don't mean a free market as in the absolute free market. I mean a freer market. If you just free up markets, you'll have all of these things.
Unfortunately, they've been nationalizing markets in Venezuela for a couple decades now, at least the last 10 years or so.
And imagine what it's like if you're a businessman and you're deciding, or, you know, you're a business, a corporation. You're deciding, where are we going to put our next factory?
Not now, Venezuela.
Right. You're not going to put it.
Absolutely.
You're not going to do it. You're not going to put it in these places where you can't trust that it won't be taken.
And you got to feel for the entrepreneurs who are still left toiling in Venezuela, trying to do their best to do business there under these circumstances. We read a story recently about the head of one of the few supermarket chains that remains not nationalized in the country. This guy is being targeted, just like the folks running this website. The guy that runs the supermarket chain there is being targeted by the government. Nicolas Maduro is basically calling him the enemy.
See, I would just shut down. I would shut down. I'd say, okay, liquidate.
Adios.
You run it.
855, 450, free. More about the story of Dollar Today under attack. Their website, DollarToday.com. 855, 450, free is our toll-free number. You can join us, and if you're in Venezuela, call us on Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking price controls and Venezuela's economy, which the Venezuelan Central Bank is saying, hey, it's not our fault that things are bad here. It's this website over here from the United States, DolarToday.com, which is being run by a few expats from Venezuela. They've been doing it for several years now, since 2010.
It's a nice place to be from.
If a guy with a little web hosting can crash your economy, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why
we need to get some websites up.
Really, I would love to.
Well, hey, we've ruined the libertarian movement a few times here.
Well, it's right? True, but yeah. It keeps chugging. It's amazing how tough that thing is.
We're going to continue
like Rich Paul.
We're going to continue the story here. It is Ian, Rich, and Mark in the studio. Coming up this November 4th through the 6th, Keenvention returns, the fourth year of Keenvention. Both you and Mark, you and Rich have spoken on stage at Keenvention in the past, and you can get your tickets at keenvention.info for this year's event, November 4th through the 6th, which means that Keenvention will include the 5th of November this year, which I'm pretty
remember,
excited about.
Remember.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to check out what the previous years have been like, you can go to keenvention.info. You can watch every single panel discussion, every speaker. that we've ever had on the stage. It's all free. You can watch it all over at keenvention.info. And it's an event by activists for activists. It focuses, zeroes in on the activism scene here in New Hampshire, covering a variety of different types of activism, everything from legislative activism, you know, inside the state house, political stuff, to outside the system, cop block, and, you know, a variety of different outreach projects, and, you know, whatever it is that the activists in New Hampshire are doing. And there's a lot going on here. We try to focus on as much of it as we can for a weekend here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's a great excuse to come check out New Hampshire during the fall. So go to keenvention.info. Ticket prices, by the way, are lower this year than they were last year because we've changed venues. We're moving the event out of a hotel, and we're moving it to the Elks Lodge in downtown Keene. So we're actually going to be a stone's throw away, basically, from the heart of downtown Keene at Central Square, the very same place where, Rich, you and I have been arrested on a couple of occasions.
Oh, yeah.
For doing civil disobedience. So we're going to be down there in downtown, which I think is going to be a cool kind of different vibe for the event.
We'll definitely have to set up 420 events for both days.
Exactly.
I'll go down there and smoke out on the square.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
While.
So keenvention.info, you can get $5 off the already lowered price tickets by using code FTL when you order through Eventbrite at keenvention.info. Just click on tickets. And the hotel, by the way, we are going to officially announce that probably sometime this week. It's going to be the same hotel that we've had the event at previously. That'll be our official hotel, but that is yet to be announced. So, keenvention.info. Let's go to Jeff, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
So, the central bank is following the advice of Lenin, who said, always accuse your opponents of what you're guilty of.
Yeah.
The fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto is the central bank, and the central bank has to point it out at somebody else for doing it. And I mean, when you started quoting what they were accusing them of, I knew instantly it was just dumb. And they didn't do these things by accident. They ruined the economies on purpose.
Sure, because it's good for them. It's always good for the people in control because they benefit. They get to reap whatever little wealth remains in the country and put it into their pockets. And usually if they ended up, and even if they end up getting ousted at the end of their rule through some sort of overthrow, they usually end up getting away with their lives and then retiring in some other country.
Yeah, and Hugo Chavez died a natural death.
That's true. Cancer, yeah. I believe.
Sad. Somebody should have cut his head off.
Sorry, Jeff. You were saying?
They need Iceland's example.
To take their bankers to task?
What happened in Iceland?
Well, you should look it up on YouTube. Let's look up Iceland banksters.
There's been reports that some people have been jailed in Iceland over the housing crash, and that it's one of the few countries that are actually prosecuting bankers for what happened during the housing crash. Now, to me, that's somewhat unfortunate because the housing crash was actually caused by the Federal Reserve Bank and nobody else. Only the Federal Reserve Bank can create inflation because only the Federal Reserve Bank can make dollars out of nothing.
And the Federal Reserve is affecting Iceland's housing market?
Well, their central bank would have been affecting their market more than ours would. But, you know, you hear the mantra, we should be prosecuting bankers here for the housing for the housing crash, but bankers here were just reacting to irrational market conditions rationally. They were in a position where the cost of housing was rising and rising and rising and rising, and what became mathematically true, if that continued, is that even if you wrote somebody a bad loan and then had to foreclose the house, you would be foreclosing a house that was worth much more than the mortgage on the house was worth because the housing market was appreciating at an insane rate. And people came to believe that housing would just keep appreciating
forever.
Like that forever. And anytime somebody says something's going to go up forever or something's going to go down forever, they're wrong. Prices move both ways because they adjust to real world conditions which change.
Almost, you almost have to assume if the government says that a particular sector of the economy is in good shape, that's when you've got to start running.
Look out.
I'm not saying that that's exactly true because, you know, at any given point, some sector of the economy actually has to be doing pretty good. But, gosh, it's scary when they start saying, oh, don't worry about it. After the housing crisis, anytime they come out and say, oh, yeah, everything's fine here, that's when I'm like, boy, I'm going to start investigating this. Yeah. I need to look a little deeper. Because I assume they know not what they're talking about.
The borrower, the government, is servant to the lender, the Federal Reserve. And what national foreclosure is a communist revolution. That's when the central banks, everyone's house is collateral, all of your houses out there are collateral for them. And when the government can no longer pay the interest on the debt, then you can tell mathematically when they will have the revolution or the national foreclosure.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they'll come out with a strong dollar.
Or an Amero.
You know, we don't have a dollar, actually, because a dollar is a certain amount of gold or silver. It's a certain amount
by
weight of gold or silver. You know it.
Most people don't get that.
It was originally so defined, but I don't think that's what you would find in a that's not how they define it now.
It's a Dutch term.
Now a dollar is worth a politician's promise.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call.
Hold on, Jeff. Okay. I've got a question here, Jeff. So with the greenbackers out there, what they'd say is the United States Mint should just create 18 trillion dollar platinum coins and pay off the debt to the Federal Reserve, and then go about usurping the green dollars in existence.
Why would you give platinum to the Federal Reserve? Here's a better idea. Let Treasury print up 18 $1 trillion bills, stick them in an envelope, mail them to the Federal Reserve, and then say, oh, and by the way, we're switching to a new currency, which is gold, back tomorrow, so good luck spending those dollars by then.
Well, I don't know if the Treasury... I would imagine there's some contract between the Federal Reserve and the Department of Treasury.
Governments aren't bound by contracts.
The U.S. Mint, however, can mint coins relatively easily, and you don't have to make them out of platinum. You could make them out of tinfoil if that's what you want
to
do.
But the Treasury Department could also print paper money. There's nothing to prevent that.
Let Jeff answer.
Huh?
Sorry, they could make them out of lead. For the Fed.
No, God. Somebody's getting poisoned.
Was that your answer, Mark?
I guess so.
Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. Thanks. Appreciate it. Toll-free number's 855-450-FREE. On Friday, the U.S. District Court in Delaware handed the defense a short-term victory. This, according to the Miami Herald, we're talking about the Venezuelan central bank suing a website, DolarToday.com, accusing the website of causing inflation and destroying their economy, saying the central bank had not provided sufficient evidence that harm had been done. But the court also gave the bank 7 days to amend its complaint, so they're doing that. They're trying again, trying to sue a website, DolarToday.com, for simply reporting. Although Venezuelan central bank is saying they are creating the economic disaster, they are creating the inflation, which is absolutely ridiculous. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll continue, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128.
Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We got plenty of time for you to join us here to bring up what you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. If you like Free Talk Live, you appreciate what we're doing here, then we would appreciate your support directly through the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board. I was calling a number of stations today, and Daryl does that as well. So we reach out directly to radio stations. We also get the signal on satellite, carried on different parts of the globe, also expanding our internet reach. It's all possible for you. $5 a month, that's what it costs. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group and more. Go get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard, and you can use Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com. Well, they're not blaming Bitcoin for the fall of the economy in Venezuela. They are blaming a website, DolarToday.com, which tracks a few different rankings. It tracks a few different price points for the amount of bolivar that one U.S. dollar will purchase in Venezuela. So the most important one, of course, is the black market price point, which is right now, according to DolarToday.com, 1,125 strong bolivars to the U.S. dollar, meaning that's what you can get for one U.S. dollar on the black market in the streets of, actually, apparently, Colombia. They're getting their data from nearby Colombia because there's a lot of trade. There's a lot of smuggling that goes on. People will take products actually out of Venezuela, and they will sell them in Colombia because that's where they can get the dollars for them, and then they'll bring the dollars back into Venezuela, smuggle them back into Venezuela, and then exchange their dollars for bolivar and get a whole lot more bolivar because the black market's the only way to go. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I suspect the black market's the only way you can actually feed yourself in Venezuela at this point because
right. And the grocery stores are empty.
So you got to be able to buy stuff from. Their economy is in ruins. People are losing weight there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people who can't eat, and it's because of their economy. It has nothing to do with anything else. This is a rich country. It's got lots of natural resources. They could grow food there, and they become dependent because everybody thinks you can get something for nothing. Well, the old Margaret Thatcher quote, and it's still true today, is the problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money. And that's what it is. Yeah, I get you can distribute to some extent. You can distribute from the rich people to the poor people, and that can help sort of rub off the rough edges of an economy. I get that. But the problem is that once, 51% of the people who consider themselves poor realize that they can vote, wages away from 49%, the 49% that they consider rich, then you've got people voting instead of working.
Ricardo Gonzalez is a defense attorney with Greenberg Torrig in Miami, saying the ruling proves the bank claims have no foundation. What ruling he's referring to is the Venezuelan Central Bank sued DollarToday.com in a Delaware U.S. District Court, and that court threw it out. They dismissed the case, but they did say that the central bank has 7 days to amend their complaint. So they're going to amend. They're going to try again and will likely get tossed on their butts again. That's my prediction. And I generally don't like to predict what courts will do. But in the United States, there is at the very least a semblance of freedom of speech. And the idea that this website would somehow be forced to shut down or in any way be held responsible for the Venezuelan economy's bad situation is ridiculous.
If the United States judicial system is going to rule against a website in favor of a government when it comes to the area of freedom of speech, they're going to rule against a website that is speaking against the U.S. government.
Yeah, right.
So they just don't care enough about Venezuela to make this ruling.
I was actually surprised they brought this case in the U.S. court.
Well, the reason they did that was because the website's registered in Delaware.
Right. Yeah. I guess by saying that, I'm surprised that they brought it at all, because they probably couldn't have brought it in a Venezuelan court. And
well, right. They couldn't bring it in a I can't say I'm surprised, because remember, they've got to blame someone, right? So they're blaming this website. And this way, the central bank, which they probably, unless they're totally, they could be totally ignorant. Maybe they actually think they have a chance. I don't know. But they don't have a chance. So when this gets flushed again, they'll be able to say, that's the U.S. government. They're backing this website. We knew it all along. It's all been a plot of the U.S. government, because they've been blaming the United States as well for some of their economic woes. And so they'll just use this as part of their narrative of, why it's all the United States' fault that things are bad in Venezuela. One of the defense attorneys says this, quote, the allegation that the mere publication of an exchange rate in the U.S. causes inflation in Venezuela is pretty far-fetched, he said. Even so, the attorney who represents the central bank said his firm will be filing the amendment before the week's end, saying it was simply a matter of drawing clearer lines between the harm that DollarToday.com had caused to the Venezuelan people and the bank itself. He says, we intend to address that distinction, he said. The defendants have, quote, wreaked massive harm on Venezuelans in general, and the central bank specifically, with the misleading and fraudulent manner that they have represented the exchange rate, Fox said. Benjamin says he fears the lawsuit is part of a broader government strategy, saying, quote, we're worried because the Venezuelan government knows that we haven't done anything wrong. They're hoping that through a lawsuit in the process of discovery that they can identify our collaborators and shut down our operations in Venezuela. Now, that's an interesting theory. The International Monetary Fund...
That actually makes more sense than an expectation of victory as a reason for filing the suit.
The International Monetary Fund is predicting Venezuelans' inflation could hit 720% this year, and the shortage of even basic goods is raising tensions in the country. To complicate matters, the newly emboldened opposition has been floating ideas of how to oust Maduro. Under the circumstances, the administration needs as many distractions as possible. Benjamin said, quote, we're absolutely sure that the government will try to keep finding ways to wear us down. So that's the latest coming out of the madhouse that is the Venezuelan government. It's just a fascinating study of, how governments ultimately fail. I mean, they fail all the time, but at some point they fail spectacularly. And they're in that phase, I think, at this point down there. The inflation rate in the hundreds of percents, the black market exchange rate over 1,000 bolivar per dollar.
I don't think there's anything pulling them out of this tailspin. There are things you can do to an economy to wrest it from the sort of Keynesian spiral.
They could shut down the government tomorrow, and that might help. That would probably help.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Well, if you got the government out of the monetary system, it's still going to take some time for people to.
It'll take time for people to fix it, but they'll fix it. I mean,
they'll fix it.
The market
and
will
it'll
fix
be stable
itself.
At that
right.
point. The same way that markets were stable for thousands of years with value-backed currencies, they would be again, because people truly do want value-backed currencies. It's only that when they get tricked sort of by these central bank, debt notes that they have that things really get messed up. There are ebbs and flows to any economy, even with a value-backed currency, but it makes it a lot better. It's much more resilient. The lows are higher and the highs are lower.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, they're not going to shut the government down. Tomorrow, they're going to take this out to the bitter end. And it's pretty bitter right now in Venezuela, what with it being hard to find basic supplies like chicken, rice, soap. These are hard things to get.
If you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, this is what you're voting for, guys.
The Bernie Sanders supporters would say that they want European-style socialism or whatever that might be.
They'll do it right.
Yeah, well,
so more Greek than Venezuelan. I always thought Bernie Sanders supporters liked Greek.
I would say that when you look at these Scandinavian countries, they've done it better, but they're evolving in their economies now too. They've cut out the welfare state. And, they've in some of them that don't have minimum wages. So you can't have all the things that we have here in the U.S. and still get the same things they have there. Plus, let's not forget that 60% tax bracket that they've got. Imagine working for a dollar and keeping four dimes. That's not so great.
I mean, the bottom line is the standard of living in Europe is just a little bit lower than the standard of living in the United States, or so it was. A few years ago. I don't know if they've moved relatively, but you also have to remember that the United States pays for the defense of the entire world. We pay as much for, military offense as the entire rest of the world combined. So that completely changes the economic picture here, and that's where our prosperity is going.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, you can talk about Venezuela, price controls, or whatever happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE. We'll shift over to North Korea coming up in Hour 3.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.